We are learning Maseches Chagiga Daf Chof Hey Amud Aleph, and we're starting the Mishnah in Daf Chof Dalet Amud Beis. Until now, the Perek was discussing the Chumras of Kodesh over Truma. Now we're going to discuss that Truma has certain Chumras over Kodesh. It'll be this Mishnah, the next Mishnah, and the Mishnah after that. We'll talk about Chumras of Truma over Kodesh regarding Tumah V'Tayra. So the Mishnah says, Choyme B'Truma Shebi Yehuda Nemonim Al Taharas Yayin V'Shemen Kol Yemei Sashana. The halacha is that in Yehuda, you name it on Kodesh, on the Taharas Yayin V'Shem, unless it's in the Sachim, the whole year round, the Amaratzim, usually Amaratz touches Chulin, it's Tamei. Here, by Kodesh, the Yayin and Shem of Amaratz is Tahar regarding the Beis HaMikdash, and you can bring it to the Beis HaMikdash and use those for Kabbonis. And what's the reason? So there's two reasons. First of all, we had a reason that Chav Beis HaMikdash has Mishum Eva. Rabbi Yossi said because of Eva. If not, if you're not going to accept Yayin and Shemen from them, they're going to go build their own Bama. Therefore, it's Eva, we masakin that it's Tahar. We trust them that it's Tahar. Taisvis also says another Svara that Kodesh is more Chomer for them. And they're more careful with Kodesh when it comes to Kodesh. Aim as Kodesh love, Tosfos Lashon. And therefore, they're more machmir by Kodesh. So both reasons, Lecha Mishnah has two tzadim. Either it's machlekes, Rav Yossi's reason that's Eva, and the Rabbanon hold it's because aim as Kodesh love, or both reasons are true. You need both reasons. Aim as Kodesh love, and because of Eva. And v'shas agisa is v'habadim af al truma. Truma, you only nemon that it's tahar, only v'shas agita is v'habadim. Which means, all year round, if Amoritz gives truma to a kayin, he can't eat it. It's because of nemon, it's tamay. Masha'enkim v'shas agita is v'habadim, there, they're matara the kalim before their season that they press the wine and the olives, before they press the grapes and the olives. That season, they're very careful, they're matar the kalim, and therefore, in that time, it's tar. And Rashi explains that it's a little more than that. Since roiv the truma, the lashon of Rashi is that they were matav the hefsir kahanim, chaverim. The nimtzis mafsidim a roiv truma sarat shol. Roiv truma is given at that time. Most time, when you give truma is after you make it into wine or into oil, that's when you give the truma. So this time, most of the truma is coming. If they say it's tamei, the kahanim will lose most of their truma. Therefore, they're masakin that the neman.
The truma is given as a finished
product. Not the fruits. It's given as oil and wine because it's a big process to make something in wine. Wine and oil is very common to you need those things, and they used to give truma that way. And because of that, they're masakin that the neman. So the difference in kachem and truma is kachem is all year round in that one. Else, amos kachem. Or Eva, and Truma is Dafka Shas Gitas Vabadin. Over Agitas. Now Rashi speaks out, and I mean Taisa speaks out a very important point also. It's really from Rashi, and Taisa explains Rashi. When were they Mekadesh this Yayin Veshemen? It has to be the Mekadesh Vishas Hagitas Vahabadim because all year round it was Chulin. If somebody's Chulin already became Tommy, you can't make it into Kaidish. So it had to be, Rashi's lashon is that they were Mekadesh Vishas the Gitas. It says, look at Rashi, Al-Taharas Yayin V'Shemen, Shal Kodesh, in Mekdishu L'Mizbech, B'Shas Agitos V'Habatim. Why is it Shas Agitos V'Habatim? The reason is, because once it was Chulin and it became Tamei, it's not Paka, we're making a Kodesh. So it had to be B'Shas Agitos V'Habatim. Or you could say, alternatively, you could say, that it was not Huchshel or Tuma until they decided to make a Kodesh, and then they were careful. That's another way to say, and therefore it never became Tamei. That would be another way to say it, and those are the two ways. Now, Avru Agitos V'Habatim, let's say, regarding Truma, we passed the season of pressing the olives and pressing the grapes. The Amaret comes to the Kohen with a barrel of wine. Don't accept it from him. But the Amaret can leave it for next year's season, and give it to him. And Tosfos speaks out, even though he recognizes the exact same wine as last year, the same barrel as last year, still, you assume that he was careful the whole year. He wouldn't give it to him if not that it was kept, he was ashamed of it. Even though a million years, it's a funny halacha, even a million years you give it, no, but still, you can save it for next year. Another way that you can believe the Amar, it's, if he says that in this barrel, the top part of the barrel is Kodesh, and there's someone who first speak out that one was wine, one was Shemen, and therefore it floats, so the Shemen was on top, and he said that's Kodesh, and the halacha is even the Truma part is Kodesh, because Migu, that the Kodesh is kosher, is tar. He is if he has a mind to bring it for Yam for Nesachim. He has a mind to bring this for Nesachim, that makes it Kodesh. No, it's the halachis. You believe the kodesh. It's emes kodesh. Well, it's eva. You believe the kohen can use it. The kohen can use. Oh, so what's you doing with the barrel?
Yeah.
No, you take it off. You smear it. Take off the top and bring it to kodesh, and then the rest is truma. And the chiddush is right. Floats and
skim it off.
They skim it off. And Rash is on base. The lomdus is that he says gnayu lemizbeach stay truma mechaberes to becheses tuma va kodesh yukav mizbeach. It's a gnayu to be like that, and therefore it has to be that it's the whole thing is tahar. Then the Mishnah, last halacha in the Mishnah, kade yayin v'kade shemen. You have these jugs of wine and jugs of oil. Hamaduma ois. So pashur means that's mixed together with truma or with kachim. Nemanim aleihem mishas gitas va'abadim. You nemanim mishas gitas va'abadim for the whole entire barrel, a whole entire jug. And before the gita is 70 days. And supporting the Gemara base, even the kalim itself will be tar. We'll talk about that on the Gemara base. Not only is the yayim v'shemen considered tar at that time, even the kadim also. And 70 days before also, the derech was they started from tar the kalim 7 days before. So even 70 days before, it's also tar. So upon him, just to recap, Mr. quickly, is that the whole year around your neman on kachim, which things are going to be kachim. On truma, it's only mishas gitas v'abadim. But chulin, all year round, ama'ara touches chulin, the halacha is, it's tameh. Zokta, now the beginning of Mishnah says, lashon b'Yehuda, choyme b'truma sh'b'Yehuda ne'manam al taras yayim v'shemen for kachim all year round, Yehuda. What's the emphasis of pick the Yehuda? Who's a certain region in Eretz Yisrael? Why do you pick the region of Yehuda? There are two regions in Yehuda, Yehuda and Galil. So why do you pick Yehuda? Zokta Gemara. Yehuda in over Gol Loi. Dafka Yehuda, the name of the Kachim, and not the Gol. What's the Pshat? My time. Omer Shlokish, Vipnei Shiritsua Shal Kusim Afsekes Beneim. There's a Ritsua of Kusim, which means there was a Ritsua of a not, wasn't part of Eretz Yisrael between both of them. And the Aloch is that Chazal was Masakin Atumas Eretz Amim. That means since by the non-Jews and the people who are not makbid to bury the mace in Beza Kvaras, they may bury the mace anywhere they are, and therefore they were sacking that the Eretz Amim is Tomei. And there was a little strip of Eretz Amim between Yehuda and Gaul. And therefore it's impossible to go from Gaul to the Beza Mikdash without passing over this Ritzua. So therefore we're worried that it became Tomei by going over that Ritzua. Right, the Gemara, what's the problem? They still name on that Gaul is good, and they'll bring it in a way where it's tar. And they assume it's Shidat Evamigdal. Let them bring it in a wagon or in a piece of furniture that it's its own oil. It's a big thing. It's its own oil, and it's inside that piece, that wagon or that structure. And they go over the Eretz Am. There's no tumah. So the Gemara, Hamani Rebbe, he's going with the Rebbe. Dama oil zor glavshme oil, a oil that moves, oil hamataltel and venizra could be thrown. These days, I mean, like a plane, an airplane would be a shayla of oil zarek. That is loy shmei oil according to Rabbi. The Tanya and Abraisa. Hanichlas the Eretz Amim. Someone goes into Chutz La'aretz b'shida teva migdol. He goes in one of these wagons or one of these dressers on wheels, and he goes into Eretz Amim. Rabbi mitame. Rabbi old yotam. Rabbi yudim mitar. Because he holds that oil zarek loy shmei oil, and therefore it's not a hefsik, and therefore it turns out the person who was in the shida or any type of food that was in this shida teva migdal, it's being mal on the mace because it's not oil, it's not separated. So that's the kasha. Let it bring in the shida migdal. Teresa is going to go to the Rebbe. I'm not a kasha, but I assume a kli cheres amukav tzom apostle. The loch is a kli cheres is not metama from the outside, only metama from the inside. So you have a kli cheres that's sealed shut. Anything inside it is tar. So bring the yayin, the shemen, in the kli cheres amukav tzom apostle. Om Rav Elazar shoynim. We learned. We have it really means that there's a brisa, tanoim ha'shein and a brisa, that ein hekdesh nitzol b'tzom apostle. Al tzachumra de kodesh, ha'mayla de rabbanon, kodesh is not nitzol b'tzom apostle. Freit de gemara, kasha, ay, v'atnaim, we learned in the Mishnah, ein chattas nitzol b'tzom apostle. The chattas means a para adumo is not nitzol b'tzom apostle. That's not nitzol. And the reason is, it's actually a pasuk in the Sefri, they make a drasha, that it's not nitzol b'tzom apostle. So it's mashma dafka chatos. My love, how kodesh nitzel. It's mashma kodesh kubi nitzel. So I'm going to lie. It's coming to lafuk is something else. Hamayim she'enam mikadoshim itzol v'tzom apostle. It means water that you want to bring to mix with the efer, that is nitzel v'tzom apostle. Only efer chatos that was already mixed with the ashes, that is not that's not nitzel. That doesn't get saved by tzom apostle. Vashenkin, the water that you bring that's not kodesh yet, will be nitzel v'tzom apostle. So far we're saying there's a Ritzua between Yehuda and Gaul, and that's why Gaul is not Torah for Kajim. Oil is Zarek oil, and Tom Paz doesn't work. There was a Ula said one to remember that our friends, the Tzadikim there in Gaul, they used to prepare, they were mamish waiting for Mashiach, they used to have Tor, Diga, Yain, and Shemen in Gaul. So you see in Gaul you have it. And what Pashas? Manichim, Yovi, Yovi, Tirana. They leave it there, and when Yovi comes, he'll show them a path how to go through the Eretz Amim and bring it to the Beit HaMikdash. But Avada, if someone brings it now across the lines from Gaul to Yehuda, we are worried it went over Tumah, and therefore the halacha is its Tameh. So the Gemara writes, the Mishnah, V'shas HaGisois, Nemanim Apal Tshumah. V'shas HaGisois, which means when they're pressing the olives, Yineman Al Tshumah. V'shas HaGisois V'abatim, the olives and the wine, Yineman Al Tshumah. V'raminu HaGoy Mezesov, someone is finished harvesting his olives, and he's bringing it to the gas in order to press it. Yishari Kupa Achas, V'yitneno Lo'oni Koyin. He should leave one Kupa, and give it to the kohen. Why? Because everything else, when he brings it once he brings it to the press, it's going to become tamei. And that means like this: that the olives, and for them to become tamei, they have to be hochshel tumah. They only become hochshel tumah if they're wet. Now, he cuts in off the trees when it's not raining; it doesn't become wet. It might become wet while you're transporting it, so some oil drips out of it. That Tosh speaks out. It's called moil. It's not called a mashke. You have to have one of the zayin mashkin in order to make something tamei. To make some hukshar, the moil that comes out of it drips out by mistake is not called a mashka to machshul tumah. So therefore, it only comes hukshul tumah after he presses them. But we don't want to become tum anymore, so he gives it to a kohen first, a kupa that he gives it takes of his truma basically and says, here, take it now before it becomes tum. So the Gemara's kasha is, you see that even shasagisa is a makbid, you have to give it before. Now, why does it say oni kohen? So first, Taisa speaks out the girsa is la'ine kohen. You give it to the kohen to watch it. That it shouldn't become Tameh. That's Taisa's Girsa. We have a Girsa Oni. Some say Pshat is because most a kohen who has means does not want your olives and start making it into shemen. It's too big of a job to make it into oil. It says, Michael Tavis, I don't need it. It's too big of a job for me. But an Oni, he'll take anything. He'll take whatever you give him. That's what it says Oni kohen. But Akapam, the cash from this price is that you see that you are worried, even Mishasa Gisois, you're worried about Tumas Amarats. There's two seasons. There's a main season, the Charfi, when everything comes in, and the latecomers, the late season, when they bring olives, the late ones. There, they did not make a takana that you could be soymech on the Amaratzim. Some of the reason is because, like Rashi says on Beis, that the reason why they made the takana was because Rav Truma came at this time. Rav Truma came in the main season. The late season, already wasn't Rav Truma over there, therefore Chazal were not masakin that the Amaratz is Tumah is Tar. That's the tarot, first tarot. Omle Rav Ada Bahava, Goy Mai, what's an example of an olive press that used to be late? Like your father's, pastor means Rav Nachman's father, like Rav Nachman's father had an olive press and they were always late. They always had a late harvest. Rav Yosef Aymer, the pastor of different tarots. Rav Yosef Aymer, Beglila Shanu. This halacha of this brayser that says that Nehemdan was Tomei was in Galil. And like the Siach Yitzchak explains, that in Galil they weren't Nizar from bringing the shemen over the ritzua of Eretz Amim, and therefore that's why it was Tommy over there. That's the way they learn. Others learn a different way. But upon him in Galil, the Rebbe is tining that it's a problem of tumah. That's what this Bryce is talking about.
What?
In Galil, what?
In Galil, yeah.
Because there's a ritzua of Eretz Amim. So we're
not Hukshulakabu
Tumah.
What? It wasn't
Hukshulakabu Tumah. No, we're talking about after Hukshulakabu. The Kasha was after Hukshulakabu Tumah. The Kasha was here, it's Mashba. I have to give it to the Oni, to the Kohen first. But afterwards, raw. But afterwards, too late. And the Kasha was, Shasta Gisis is Mutter. That was the Kasha from afterwards. So then there it says there. Zog to Gemara, Eisve Abayo, Evar Yardin, Vigol, Harein Ki Yehuda. Nemonim al Yayim, Shasta Yayim, Val Shem, Shasta Shemen. It says over here that regarding Truma. See, we had the Gemara before there regarding Kachin, but this is regarding Truma. Regarding Truma, Shasa Gisais have the same halacha in Yehuda and in Gaul. And the Pashup Shad is because you don't have to cross the Ritzua because you give out Truma. This Kahanim live in Gaul, you give them Truma. The Kahanim live in Eva Yad, you give them Truma right there. You don't have to bring it across the line. So, but this is not halacha that the whole nemanis of Shasa Gisa is only in that harvest of the wine or of Shemen. You can't switch them around. The Shem of Shas Yain, Yain of Shem, not Neman. So what do you see from this Brisa? So that Galil has the halacha of Nemanis. So it's a kasha. How can you say it here? It says that the Brisa says no Nemanis to my Galil. Here it says they are Neman. El Machvarta, Kedashini Mekari. You have to go back to the original Teretz that the chilek is Charfi and Afli, that the early harvest and late harvest. The late harvest, the halacha is that you are not Neman. Only in the early harvest are you Neman.